You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Ryssdal. Look, I try to stay away from cliches as much as the next radio host, which is to say, I use them when I need them. And come on, the image of the dairy industry, it's unavoidable. You're thinking, Wisconsin, cheese hats, the happy cows here in California. But in fact, I'm here to tell you, you should be thinking Saudi Arabia. Yep, that country has some of the largest farms in the world. And it takes a lot of food and water to keep those cows happy. That's kind of a problem when you live in the desert. And so the industry relies on a lot of imported crops, like alfalfa, that, as it turns out, mostly comes from the U.S. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Jed Kim reports.
Say you're in Dubai and you've got a sudden hankering for yogurt. It'll probably come from Saudi Arabia.
If you travel throughout the Gulf, you'll see Saudi dairy products all over the place.
Jean-Francois Sesnec is a senior fellow at the Atlantic Council. Feeding Saudi cattle isn't easy, especially since the government announced it'll stop growing all fodder within 3 years to save water. That means imports.
If they need food for this cattle, well, maybe it's worth the money because they have to feed the darn things, and it may make some sense to bring it somehow by container loads to Saudi Arabia.
Africa looked like a potential growing field. In 2009, about 150,000 square miles of land changed hands. But Robert Tashima at the Oxford Business Group says most of those deals haven't borne crops.
There were only probably about 20% that had actually made it to the farming stage, even a couple of years later.
Because of infrastructure problems or questions of ownership. That may be why Saudi dairy company Almarai is buying land in Arizona and California, 14,000 acres so far.
The higher upfront costs of investing in someplace like Arizona or California are warranted because they have fewer challenges to face.
Much of the land will be for water-intensive alfalfa in a region in the midst of a record drought. In California, the Saudi land is within the Palo Verde Irrigation District, which has senior water rights along the Colorado River. Richard Gilmore is assistant manager of the district.
We have that number one priority, and we get what we need.
Which makes it likely that Almarai, as one of the district's customers, will get what it needs. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.